Peace to the family, another beautiful day. Hopefully, you in that space of prosperity and abundance. Welcome to another episode of God Thoughts. I'm your brother, God Wynn. And all I do is provide you with information to position yourself in the position to win in life. Today, what I want to do is talk about no more excuses. I like to focus on things that I have experienced, not only at research. I like to put the two things together and help or teach anybody I can, but especially my people. Now, when it comes to excuses, I'm referring to excuses being used relating to your physical and mental. Those are two aspects I want to focus on today. It's your physical and your mental, and how you're using excuses to stop your growth. The main purpose of us being on this planet is to improve every day, growth. I want you to start focusing on the progress instead of always focus on the end result. Focus on progress. And when you strive and focus on progress, you minimize your excuses, because you won't let your excuses get in the way of your progress. And why am I saying that? Because being an observer, not only being a person that's in the community, I have noticed that a lot of my people, we tend to make excuses for the things that we can't control. And we don't make excuses for the things that we can't control. Dr. Amos Wilson said, in order for the society to run correctly, it got to be ran backwards. Everything got to be backwards. He didn't say that word by word, but I'm just summarizing what he's saying. That everything got to be backwards. You got to move backwards in order for this society to work. What do I mean by that? That we make excuses for the things that we can control, but we don't make no excuses for the things that we can't control. We move towards things that's going to destroy us or bring us to destruction. And we move away from things that will heal us and direct us on a path of positivity and peace. We bring friends closer to us, and their habits is destruction for us, destroy us. And we push away friends, their habits that can benefit us. We bring friends that kill us closer, and we push away friends that harm us. You see how everything is backwards? So today I completed 1,083 days of straight running. Let me tell you some of the things that I learned. First of all, if your legs is able, you can run. Physically, this is what we made for, to run. We are made for walk, but we are made to run more than walking. And all you have to do is just go out there and put the effort in. But we'll make excuses. We'll make excuses like, I don't run because I just don't run. Well, I don't run because my knees hurt. Well, you know, anything that you do that you don't do often, your body will hurt. But then your body will adjust to it. All you have to do is just go through it. You have to have the grit and the endurance to get through it. And you can do it if you just take away the excuses. Understand that excuses bring energy. And what you want to do is take away that energy and direct that energy towards something that can benefit you. But not only in the short term, but in the long term. Because that's what it's all about. It's that long term. So if you are seeking massive weight loss, you cannot eliminate running. You can't eliminate cardio. You can go around it. I mean, you can do your step machines and the cycling and everything like that. And that's all great. Definitely do that, especially cycling. But when it all boils down to it, the basics is running. That's how you go lose that weight. And you just got to stop making excuses. You just got to do. Be a person of execution. Pride yourself on that. There's many things we pride ourselves on, all of us. I mean, I pride myself on so many things. But now, as a 35-year-old man, I'm starting to pride myself on execution. Like I am that person that I'm that person that execute. And that I bring that to the table. And that's so important. No matter what corporation, wherever I go, that's a skill that I have. That's a skill that I can write my own check. You understand what I'm saying? No matter what, I'm going to execute. Because I pride myself on my execution. Not only that, I pride myself on the quality of my execution. So when it comes to physical, right? When it comes to running, I suggest everybody get out there and run. Stop focus on how fast you run. If you're going to focus on anything, focus on how long you can run. Focus on how long you can run without stopping. Don't focus on your pace. Focus on how long can you run without stopping. Because that could be a determinant of your level of fitness. If you can run 2 miles, not stopping, at a respectable pace, but just run 2 miles without stopping, you're on a great path of being in physical shape. Now, if you're having trouble, then that's when you need to evaluate yourself. You have to self-reflect. You have to put yourself first. Not only that, you have to be the observer, a third party, and observe yourself. Stop being in the moment. Stop allowing your feelings to control your mind and your body. Because feelings create excuses. Because that's what excuses are. Ain't nothing but a whole bunch of feelings. So minimize that. Take that away. Take your excuses away from yourself. Don't have access to your excuses. Have access to your execution. That's what you should be tapping into. Look, you are skilled. Just about we all are skilled at making excuses. We all are skilled. Except that you have mastered the skill of making excuses. Now it's time for you to move on to something else. I have mastered the skill of making excuses. So I don't need to tap into that no more. I don't need to tap into that no more in my life. Because I have mastered that. There's no higher level than where I went to. All the excuses I've made, I can't get no higher than that. So all I'm doing is plateauing, just going down. And I'm fine with that. I accept that. I don't spend money or energy towards that excuses, because now I understand how valuable my time is and how valuable your time is. So by you listening to this, you're investing in yourself. You're using your time. And if you got to hear this over and over and over, do it. You don't know what can change your life. That's that controlling of the uncontrollable. You don't have no control. So just do it. Get out there. On the mental aspect, you should be reading every day. Every day you should be reading. There's no days that you should not be reading. That's your civic duty. That's your duty to God to read, to gain as much knowledge as possible, but not only that, teach others. Understand, especially with Black people, they used to kill us for reading. Now we're killing ourselves for not reading. You see how everything is working backwards? You have to be that beacon of hope. You have to make that change. It starts with you and nobody else. So I'm saying today is eliminate the excuses. The excuses will not benefit you in the long term. Pride yourself on execution. Be that dude, be that woman that get things done. That's an intangible skill. That's an intangible skill that you can make tangible. Because you are God. That's what God thoughts is. God is about creation. Creation is about execution. You can't create if you don't execute. So, thank y'all for y'all time. I truly do appreciate it. Make sure that you check out the YouTube. God Win. All you do is put in God Win, run the journey. Pop up right there. Subscribe. If you try and get that great information, if you try and use that information to empower yourself, take yourself to the next level, that's the YouTube channel that you need to subscribe to. Watch those videos every day. Share with your friends. And don't worry about if they don't respond to anything like that. You can't control that. But what you can control is providing them with information to better themselves. And that's the type of information that will better themselves. It's that. But now that, subscribe to this. Come on. It's all good information. Be balanced. If you're going to have your ratchet stuff, make sure that you have your positive stuff. And this that podcast, that you'll have your positive stuff. So I thank y'all so much, and I appreciate that. You are God.